I still your best friend. I'd like to be best
time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. All right, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Heard a band called the Viscounts. I believe they were from somewhere in the Twin Cities area. A track called Goodbye, originally released on the Sales Maker Productions label in 1965. I got off the compilation in One Hand in the Darkness. Well, that Bobby Barnett with the second of two country tearjerkers and Best Man, a track released in 1969 on the Sims label. Before that, Jerry Lee Lewis and How's My Ex Treating You? Track released on the Sun label in 1962 and included on the Best Of thingy, Original Golden Hits, Volume 2, which released on Sun in 1969. The Scavengers did Curfew off the compilation Strum and Mental Part 1, originally released on the Fenton label in 1964. And we kicked it off with Project X. The track that was released on Vanguard 1966. But I got it off the compilation Destroy That Boy. And Don't You Think It's Fine. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. You got requests. I mean, that would be really weird, off the charts. I mean, I do have a record collection that kind of fills in the gaps with all the weird stuff. Email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, or better still, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it, and message me there. That goes if you got gigs, too. Even though I don't play anything new, I do listen to new stuff every once in a while when I leave the house. How's that sound? Coming up in this hour will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Oh, Christ's sake.
Yeah.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
A beauty queen, she made a ride that caused a scene in the town. Her long blonde hair hanging down around her knees, all the cats who dig striptease praying for a little breeze. Her long blonde hair falling down across her. And said to her, how'd you like to be a star? You're a girl who could go far, especially dressed the way you are. She smiled at him, gave her pretty head a shake. That was Lady G's mistake.
Directs certificate X, and people now are craning their necks to see her.
'Cause she's a star, one that everybody knows. Finished with the striptease shows, now she can't afford her clothes. Her long blonde hair barber's floor, doesn't need it long anymore. Lady Godiva.
Drives me insane is the twofold nature of this nymphet, of every nymphet perhaps, this mixture in my Lolita of tender, dreamy childishness and a kind of eerie vulgarity. I know it is madness to keep this journal, but it gives me a strange thrill to do so.
By request from Winthrop.
But the tears will dry, whichever way. And when our hearts return to ashes, it'll be just a story. It'll be
the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford. It's 7:27 Eastern Daylight Time. And you just heard me play by request from Winthrop, Massachusetts. Yoko Ono from the LP Yes, I'm a Witch. Walking on Thin Ice. Well, that Bobby Peterson Quintet did 3 Street, a single released on the V-Tone label in 1961. Talk about changing directions. Well, that Peter and Gordon with one of their big hits from 1966, the summer of 66, and Lady Godiva on the Capitol label. Well, that Zachary Thaxt did Won't Come Back, originally released on the J-Beck label in 1967. I got the compilation, Green Crystal Tides, Volume 1. Well, that this week's song that everybody knows, an extra long stopping and starting version of Wild Thing by the Troggs, was released on the ACCO label here in the States, Fontana in Europe, in 1966. I got off the hit single anthology. Came out in Fontana in 1991. Then we kicked off the set, the first set of the second hour. Can't You Fall in Love by the Norsemen. It was released on the Eminem label in 1967. I got off the compilation Total Raunch. Coming up in about a half an hour is going to be the other Alex, the younger Alex, certainly the lighter Alex and the younger Alex. With Cloudberry Farm. Meanwhile, we got 2 more sets of music to do. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
The man. Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I just played. Sort of band called the Cavaliers do a track called Checkmate. I got off the compilation Teen Blast Volume 2 of Team Blast USA Volume 2. Came out in 2003 on the Gyro label, originally released on the Crisis label in 1966. Before that, Barry Mann from 1964 on the Redbird label did Amy. The Paragons did ABBA, a track originally released on the Bobby label in 1967. I got off a compilation, Nobody to Love. And before that, the One Way Street did Tears in My Eyes, off the compilation Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 9, originally released on the Paula label in 1967. And we kicked it off with Ray Barreto and Ritmo Sabroso, track released on the Tico label 1963. Let's get right back into it. Let's take this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Turn down drugs.
7:56 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours, or these were the Desperate Hours, on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop, Trek from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. You just heard Eddie and Betty from 1959 on the Warner Brothers label and Sweet Someone. Before that, a band called The Dirty Words did Why. I got off the Pebbles Volume 5 CD. Originally came out on the Marina label in 1966. And then the Stompers, a band, not the Stompers Bostonians know and love, but the Stompers did I Know. A track originally released on the Studio City label in 1965. I got off the compilation Move It. Came out in Crypt in 1995. Well, I don't see Alex here. So I may have to flip over to automation. But this Alex was grateful for your listening. And as always, a pleasure was mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Let me leave you off with a little traveling music. Take care.